Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Co-H.A. Confederate Memoir of the Civil War is Sam R. Watkins' first-hand account of service in Company H, 1st Tennessee Infantry, during the American Civil War. First published after the war as Company H, or a sideshow of the Big Show, it follows Watkins from his enlistment in 1861 through the collapse of the Confederacy in 1865. The book is a memoir, rather than a strategic history, and its value lies in its close attention to the ordinary soldier experience, marching, hunger, fear, confusion, comradeship, and repeated exposure to death. Watkins fought in the Western Theater, including major actions such as Shiloh, Chickamauga, the Atlanta Campaign, Kennesaw Mountain, Franklin, and Nashville. His purpose is not to provide a comprehensive political defense of the Confederacy, but to preserve what war felt like from the ranks. The result is one of the most widely read Civil War soldier memoirs, notable for candor, humor, grief, and immediacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, war seen from the ranks, instead of from headquarters. The central importance of Co-H is its perspective. Watkins writes as a private soldier, rather than as a commander, politician, or later historian. So the narrative rarely pauses for broad strategy or official interpretation. Battles appear as the men in the line would have experienced them, loud, fragmented, exhausting, and often incomprehensible. This is especially significant because many Civil War histories organize events through campaigns, generals, and decisions made at headquarters. Watkins instead shows how those decisions arrived at ground level as hunger, forced marches, exposure, battlefield terror, and sudden losses among familiar companions. His account does not deny courage, but it complicates heroic language by showing how survival often depended on chance as much as bravery. The result is a practical correction to romantic military memory. Readers see that soldiers could participate in historically decisive battles without understanding their full purpose at the time. This makes the memoir valuable not only as Confederate testimony, but also as evidence of how large wars are lived by individuals who have limited information and little control. Secondly, the Western Theater has a long experience of attrition. Watkins' account is especially useful because it follows the Western Theater of the Civil War, an area sometimes overshadowed in popular memory by Virginia campaigns and figures such as Lee, Grant, and Jackson. Company H serves through a long sequence of engagements and movements, including Shiloh, Perryville, Stones River, Chickamauga, the Atlanta Campaign, Franklin, and Nashville. The cumulative effect matters more than any single battle. Watkins shows that a regiment was not destroyed only in moments of spectacular combat. It was worn down by disease, hunger, desertion, capture, wounds, and repeated psychological strain. His repeated attention to dwindling numbers gives the book an attritional structure. The reader senses the transformation of an enthusiastic early war company into a remnant by 1865. This makes the memoir a strong source for understanding why endurance became as important as battlefield tactics. It also reveals the human cost of campaigns that, in campaign maps, can look orderly and sequential. In Watkins' narrative, the same movements become a prolonged erosion of bodies, morale, and expectation. Thirdly, humor, plain speech, and the refusal to romanticize combat. One reason Co-H remains readable is Watkins' style. He often writes in a direct, conversational manner, mixing humor with scenes of misery and death. This tonal range is not ornamental. It reflects how soldiers often coped with fear and deprivation. Jokes, exaggerations, and earthy observations sit beside accounts of corpses, wounds, and battlefield panic. That combination keeps the memoir from becoming either sentimental or purely grim. Watkins does not consistently frame combat as noble sacrifice, nor does he treat suffering as a polished lesson in honor. He remembers foolishness, confusion, hunger, cowardice, loyalty, and courage as parts of the same experience. This refusal to smooth the war into a dignified legend is a major source of the book's authority. His humor also creates distance from trauma without erasing it. The effect is a memoir that feels less like an official commemoration and more like a survivor speaking to people who need to know what campaigning actually did to men. The literary power comes from plainness rather than grand rhetoric. Fourthly, comradeship as the emotional center of the memoir. Although the book is inseparable from the Confederate Army, its strongest emotional loyalty is often directed toward fellow soldiers rather than abstract political arguments. Watkins repeatedly returns to the men of Company H and to the shared conditions that bound them together marching, eating poorly, sleeping outdoors, facing artillery, and watching familiar faces disappear. This emphasis gives the memoir its intimate scale. The company becomes a social world in which loss is measured personally, not statistically. When the ranks thin, the reader understands attrition through absence, memory, and recognition. Watkins also conveys how soldiers depended on one another for practical survival and emotional steadiness. Such comradeship does not make war admirable, but it explains why men continued despite disillusionment. The memoir is therefore important for readers studying military experience because it shows the difference between ideological motivation and immediate group loyalty. A soldier might begin with enthusiasm for a cause, but over time, his strongest obligation could become the men beside him. Watkins' narrative repeatedly demonstrates that battlefield endurance was sustained by human attachment as much as by discipline. Lastly, a valuable but limited primary source on Confederate memory, Coh, is a primary source of major value, but it must be read with awareness of its limits. Watkins wrote after the war, so his recollections are shaped by memory, hindsight, and the storytelling conventions of a veteran addressing later readers. He gives vivid testimony about soldier life, but he does not provide a full account of slavery, Confederate politics, Union strategy, or the experiences of civilians and enslaved people. This limitation does not reduce the memoir's importance, rather, it clarifies what kind of evidence it offers. It is strongest on the texture of campaigning and weakest as a complete explanation of the war. Modern annotated editions help by identifying people, places, battle contexts, and occasional errors that arise from limited perspective or imperfect recall. For readers, the methodological lesson is clear. Watkins should be used alongside other sources, not as a standalone history. Its significance lies in the immediacy of one soldier's memory and in how that memory both preserves experience and reveals the boundaries of personal testimony. In conclusion, Coh is best suited for readers who want to understand the Civil War through lived experience rather than through command decisions alone. Students, general history readers, military historians, and teachers can use it to examine what ordinary soldiers endured in the Western theater: hunger, fatigue, disease, battlefield confusion, fear, boredom, loyalty, and grief. Its practical benefit is not tactical instruction, but historical empathy. It helps readers distinguish between war as planned by leaders and war as endured by those expected to carry it out. Intellectually, the memoir is valuable because it demonstrates both the power and the limitation of firsthand evidence. Watkins gives unusually vivid access to the enlisted Confederate experience, while also requiring readers to remember that one soldier's recollection cannot stand for the whole war. Compared with many Civil War memoirs, Coh stands out for its combination of readability, plain speech, dark humor, and resistance to excessive romanticism. It is not a broad political history, and should not be treated as morally neutral evidence about the Confederacy as a cause. Its lasting distinction is narrower and more durable it preserves, with unusual force. The daily reality of a foot soldier who survived some of the war's most punishing campaigns and later tried to tell what that survival meant. If you would like to support Sam R. Watkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.